It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Stavin's Den.
All right, we are back. You're listening or watching Davin's Den. We are on, you can go to davincomedy.com, hit live broadcast. You could do that if you want to listen. Or if you want to watch us, go to Facebook, Davin's Den page on Facebook. Hanging out, having fun. We're just catching up. Had a little doll fetish that we spoke about. That was fun. But now, let's do some Nazi news, shall we?
Yes.
Look, such enthusiasm. They would be so happy. Here we go. Where's the Nazi theme? Every show should have one.
At the end of the conversation, you forgot to say hi, Hitler.
All right. So the Nazis are in the news. So,
damn it.
Racist groups, including neo-Nazis and other white supremacists, urging people in their ranks to contract the coronavirus in order to infect Jews and police officers. ABC News obtained an alert from the FBI's New York office to local police agencies saying that members of extremist groups are encouraging one another to spread the virus if contracted through bodily fluids and personal interactions.
Ew.
The alert, which was issued... What?
Ew.
Yeah, well, they're nasty people. The alert, which was issued Thursday, warned that extremist groups instructed their members to spread their bodily fluids on cops using spray bottles. A little spritz of piss.
Brother.
The followers also were told to spread the deadly illness to Jews by going any place they may be congregated, to include markets, political offices, businesses, and places of worship. Anti-government folks in America love to target law enforcement as a symbol of America's authority, said Don Mihalek, Executive Vice President of the Federal Law Enforcement Officers Association Foundation. It's just sad that that's their focus at a time of crisis in nation. Organizations that keep tabs on online white supremacist posting have noticed that Jews and Jewish leaders have been blamed for the novel virus. Yep, it's me. From pushing the idea that Jews created the coronavirus to sell vaccines, to encouraging infected followers to try to spread the illness to the Jewish community and law enforcement. As the coronavirus has spread, we have observed how white supremacists, neo-Nazis, and others have used this to drive their own conspiracy theories, spread disinformation, incite violence on their online platforms, said Michael Masters, the chief of Secure Communities Network, a group that coordinates security for Jewish organizations and synagogues worldwide. While the world faces a deadly pandemic, it's a stark reminder that certain groups, notably the Jewish community and law enforcement, must also continue the battle against those who wish to hurt or kill them, Masters told ABC. As the economic situation remains fragile and civil society disrupted, the potential for the followers of hate to act becomes more likely and more deadly. Now, this might be controversial right here, especially in lieu of what I just read, but I am pro-Nazis getting the coronavirus.
Oh, yeah. Because they're so stupid, they'll wind up killing themselves off and they actually solve the problem.
I really hope they do. I want a bunch of Nazis to congregate and, like, piss on each other and kiss each other and sweat each other and fucking hock loogies on each other, all in the name of killing Jews and the police. You need to do that for your cause, Nazis. Fucking get together in tight quarters and piss on each other. Do your Hitler leader proud. That's what Hitler would want. Do it, Nazis. I know you're listening.
And to tell you the truth,
this was really starting to sound like some weirdo Nazi porn the way you were describing it just now.
But that's how it was described. They're going to share fluids with each other? What a bunch of filthy fucking skinheaded animals. Ugh.
Well, that's what they are. And to tell you the truth, the Jews have been busy giving themselves the virus too upstate.
That's what we do, Joe. We're having virus meetings.
Yeah. How stupid! Well, there are a stupid people. I mean, you know, not the Jews. I mean, the Nazis.
Really, Joe? So, that's nice. You're going to offend the Jews tonight. That's nice.
No, I did not say that. I was not.
You know, Joe, you have the haircut for those beliefs.
But what a stupid idea! What a stupid stupid idea. It just shows you how stupid and ignorant these guys are.
No, no, no. They're supreme. It's in their name, supremacist. They are fucking better. They are more knowledgeable. They are bred to be better and come up with winning ideals like this. I will not have you talking down to the neo-Nazis that listen to this show. Joe, I will not have that. I want to encourage them to continue with their master plan. Piss on each other.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. No ventilators, no nothing for you.
See, it's funny you mention that, because I think if these motherfuckers show up to the hospitals, I think they get turned away. Say, nay, nay, we have nothing but Jewish doctors. We have nothing for you here.
Yes, exactly.
But they wouldn't
yeah.
do that.
What?
They wouldn't do that, though. The doctors would treat them.
Well, that's why they need to talk to me. The doctors should not treat them. Listen, the coronavirus is a plague that is not man-made. Neo-Nazis are a plague that is man-made. And I'm all for killing plagues. It's what the Jews do. We have plagues. They kill people, and then the plagues disappear. I'm willing for the neo-Nazi
yeah.
plague to disappear.
Yeah, well, they might be on their way if these dopes start getting sick to kill people. I mean, oh, God, how stupid can you be?
I am willing to say this right now. For my country, I am willing to piss on a group of neo-Nazis. Who's with me?
Yay.
You should be pissing on neo-Nazis. It's your damn duty. That's what you should do. We should all piss on Nazis.
Get the Snapple bottle.
We don't, yes.
No, no. We're talking about peeing on them, not duty.
Well, you can't duty in a Snapple bottle. How are you going to duty in a Snapple bottle?
Because what you do, you pee into the Snapple bottle.
No, you pee into the Snapple bottle, but Pip is talking about dutying into the Snapple bottle. I want to know what type of precision crapping she's got going on.
Yeah, really?
No,
how do you...
It was our duty. No, we're sticking with number one.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Well, tell you what, the virus has not affected your sense of humor.
Oh, no, I
do. I see what you did there.
All right. You guys have anything to add to that?
No. Nazis are stupid and crazy.
It would be a great bumper sticker, though.
Nazis are stupid? Or piss on a Nazi?
Piss on a Nazi.
What a bunch of... Yeah, you get the little Calvin and Hobbes thing, and Calvin's just pissing on a Nazi.
Yeah.
All right. Now I want to cue up some music, some background music for this next story. Do you remember the band Suicidal Tendencies?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you remember Send Me Your Money?
No. I remember that too.
Oh, it's a fucking great tune. That will be playing in the background while we go through this next story. All right. So here we go. So Paula White, the evangelical pastor and spiritual advisor to President Donald Trump, says her ministry is like a hospital and is asking people to send her money for it. Except it's not a real hospital. We're a hospital to the sick, White said over piano music during online coronavirus prayer session, quickly adding that, It's for not necessarily the physically sick. We're a hospital for those who are soul sick. Those who are spiritually sick, she said. White, who leads Trump's faith... What?
Those are the stupid.
Well, I'm glad we agree there. White, who leads Trump's Faith and Opportunity Initiative, then asked followers for seed money for those who espouse the so-called prosperity gospel. That typically means giving money in the belief that some form of larger prosperity will then be returned to the giver. Maybe you'd like to send $91 seed. And that's just putting your faith with Psalm 91, she said. That psalm refers to being saved from deadly pestilence and plague. White also suggested sending $9, or whatever God tells you to do, adding, don't forget, now is not the time to abandon your covenant with God. It's time that you go deeper. Stand with your pastor and your banker.
I like the way you say whatever God tells you to do. You might be just like, is that a sign? Is that you? $5? Okay.
God says he's a little short this month.
Yeah. even God got laid off because they're closing the churches.
Yeah. God, I got nowhere to go. I got nowhere to go.
I got nowhere to go, but you're everywhere. Yeah, well, we're going to go.
Yeah, but I'm not going. I'm everywhere, but I'm 6 feet apart. I'm not stupid.
Yeah, I'm everywhere. Just 6 feet away from everybody.
Remember, I'm all-knowing. I know that person has the COVID.
Yeah, right.
I got a real problem with these churches asking for money for faith. That really pisses me off.
Yeah, but we all do it. You know, it's like Joe Osteen, he's one of the biggest hucksters of all. You know, and he's got people sending him money in.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with you.
Churches ask for money. They ask for people to give money so that they can carry on their good work. They ask people to tithe. I get that. That's part of, like, you're giving money to a charity. But these people that are taking it straight into their own pockets, they're nothing short of evil.
Well, that's what this dopey bitch does.
Yeah.
But you got to understand what these churches are. They're essentially, obviously, they're scammers. But they're scammers like the scammers that we deal with. Where, you know, you have these people that want to feel belonged, want to feel loved, want to be around people that are loved, that come to these places to find peace. That's like the scammers do to these poor people that, the thing, you want to feel peace. And if you want that peace, you have to pay money.
Uh-oh. Joe's got the COVID. All of a sudden the table, the chairs are like, don't talk to me, motherfucker.
Funny. Yeah, God, that's the devil trying to stop me.
That's the devil coming out through your lungs.
God just moved 6 feet away from you, Joe.
He most certainly did. But it's the same thing. You know, these people want to feel belonged, want to feel loved. And when these pastors or scammers ask for money, they have no problem of forking it over.
Well, here's the thing. She's doing it while so many people are out of work and scared. She's getting people at their most vulnerable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's a piece of shit.
All right. Now we agree, Joe. We agree.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you. This is Donald Trump's spiritual advisor. What is that saying?
Basically, Donald Trump, what do you think? He goes to talk to this woman?
They make appearances together. You know, she's the spiritual advisor. You know, he says he's religious. He's looking forward to Easter. I think it's for the Cadbury eggs, but I don't know.
Yeah, he wants, of course, it's for the Cadbury eggs. What's the matter with you? But this woman is simply a figurehead to pander to the religious right.
Yeah, but doesn't he have to get rid of her? Doesn't he have to get rid of her after this? Go, you know what? That's a little much.
I think he's got other pressing problems he's dealing with right now.
Well, he's still very upset with the media. I know that. He's dealing with the media. So there's...
Well, you listen to the press conference. Half the questions are ridiculous. So why not?
I don't know if half the questions are ridiculous. I don't think he should really be at the press conferences. I really think we just need to hear from the doctors and the scientists. You know. But...
Well, to tell you the truth, it's like, you know, you watch, and like I said, I'm a Trump supporter, but there are times it's like, all right, go in the back and go figure shit out.
don't you have a poop tweet you could be working on, Mr. President?
No, don't. Let me tell you something. I'm not going to sit here and go, I don't have a problem. If you don't think my heart drops every time he goes up to the mic, especially when a great point was made by somebody else, it's like, oh, fuck, no. That was a very great point. Good point. One of the best. Shut up. Go in the back. I'll vote for you. I voted for you. Just go in the back. Let's talk in the other.
So you were not impressed the other night when Donald, when in the midst of this virus and this epidemic that has swept the world, where Donald Trump is saying, you know, folks, you know, I gave up my salary. Nobody thanks me for it. Nobody talks about it. You were not impressed at that moment, Joe.
Boy, you got me dead to rights. Nobody gives a shit. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to him. Nobody gives a shit. Nobody cares if your feelings are hurt by the president's stuff. But never mind. Go in the back and make phone calls. Jesus Christ. You know, it's like sometimes at the day program, when some of the bosses go up there and are like, oh, he's got a vote. Well, send him in the back, you know. We'll take care of it from here.
It is amazing. But, every time he talks, the market goes down. He appointed Pence to be the spokesman. Listen, we know Pence is full of shit, but he's calm and soothing when he's full of shit. So he's doing a good job.
Yeah. I mean, look, he's got all these experts. When they talk, it's like, you know, just say thank you very much. Let me field another question. You know, never mind. I don't care about your feelings. I don't care that you've done a great job and it's the best job and there's nobody that could do the job like you and we so ventilator and but we get it.
Joe, I must tell you, everybody's saying our response has been perfect. Perfect. Nobody could have done it better.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. If you're looking for an argument right now, you're coming to the wrong place. Okay, at least on that one. It's like, oh, for Christ's sake, just go in the back.
He's his own, but it's always been the case with him. He's his own worst enemy. If he would just shut the fuck up, he'd be way ahead of the game half the time.
What they should do is when he starts talking out of that door that he walked through, somebody should stick out a Big Mac and go, Mr. President. I'm running after that damn thing, and then you slam the door behind him, and the other guy's
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, take a Big Mac. Yeah.
One of Trump's biggest supporters is like, get him out of the room with fast food. You've heard it here first, folks.
Absolutely. And let me tell you something. A lot of other big supporters, you know, like me, are saying the same thing. Don't believe me. So if I am not going to sit here and go, oh, no, I feel confident when he talks, which I do when he's giving the facts. But when somebody else talks and makes a great point and he just can't fucking leave it there, just bring up the next guy. He's like a bad MC.
I'd like to do another 10. Fauci was very good. You liked Fauci. I'm going to do another 10. So I just took a dump, folks. And I got to tell you, I took a dump. The media was very critical of the dump. They said there's too much corn in the dump. I got to tell you, folks, a lot of other people saw the dump, said it was a perfect dump. It was long. It was firm. It was the right color. Quite honestly, a lot of presidents have taken dumps in this office. Nobody's taken a dump the way I've taken a dump. And now for Mike Pence.
It's like a long show when the MC went up and he did 20. The middle lost track of time and did 40. And now you got to go on an hour. The show's at 2+, and he decides to do another 10.
I'm glad we agree. I had an argument with our buddy Paul Bond about this. Paul Bond likes it that he goes after the media. I'm like, now's not the fucking time. It's not the time.
I don't mind that, especially some of the questions they've been asking on certain questions. But for the simple fact, when you have one of the experts talk, Pence, one of the experts talk, you know, bring up the next guy. Go to the next guy. Thank them very much. Don't throw your 2 cents in that, you know, you're not getting credit. You're not doing, nobody gives a shit, you know, but that's who he is, you know.
Yes.
I'm not thrilled with it. And like I said, my heart sinks when he goes back up to the mic after a professional speaks, you know, an expert speaks.
Let me ask you about this then. Somebody who's been getting rave reviews, somebody who you liked a lot at one point, and then you kind of soured on. What do you think about our governor, Chris Cuomo?
Chris Cuomo.
I mean, excuse me. My bad. That's the one on CNN. My bad. Andrew Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo.
I think he's doing a great job.
I think so too.
He's doing an outstanding job, and I don't think there's one. I don't think there's one clear-thinking Republican or conservative that would think he's not. I do find it interesting that when he goes on with his brother, Chris Cuomo, and they discuss all the pertinent information and then start arguing who called mom last time. You know, just go with that. They're talking about all the thing and now they're getting an argument. Well, I called mom on Tuesday. Give that shit. No worse than the president now.
Fucking great. I didn't see. Is that what happened last night? I didn't see. Is that what happened?
I don't know. I think it was last week. You know, they do, talking about this and then the other thing. Now they're starting to argue who called mom.
Joe, they're doing shtick. They're doing a little shtick. They got a prime spot. They're working on their two-man act. No, I think our governor's doing it now. I wish our president would model his approach the way Cuomo is. Cuomo tells us the facts. This is what's going on. This is what we need. This is what's going to happen. You know, this is what we're trying to do. Boom. That's what America wants to hear right now. We don't want to hear personal grievances. We don't want to hear about fantasy shit that may or may not work. Tell us what's going on. Tell us what we need to do. Tell us what you're doing. That's what we want.
And for the love of God, stop telling people that they're asking nasty questions. You sound like a little girl.
Pip, I must be honest. I feel your response was a little nasty, but that's what you expect from Pip Helix. Fake news all the time. 50 cats. Fake news. Never liked Pip Helix.
That is my masthead on my newspaper.
It most certainly
is.
Fake news and 50 cats. When you want to tune in for furballs and bullshit, you go to Pip Helix.
Absolutely.
But you know what? One of the questions. You said it was the Chinese virus. Do you think that's right? Do you think you're hurting people's feelings? What is this? Where are you from? The kids say, you shut the fuck up.
I'm of two minds on that one.
Questions like that are ridiculous.
Well, I'm of two minds. I understand I understand why it's a problem, because we do have people that are now targeting Chinese people. And actually, the president spoke about that yesterday. The president said, you know, he doesn't want that. So, you know, kudos to the president on that. So, and he has stopped calling it the Chinese virus. But I also understand, though, we got bigger fish to fry right now. So I'm of two minds on that one, to be honest. I see it both ways.
Right. Now, with that being said, and you heard my views on the whole thing, it's the questions where they're saying stuff like that. It's not every question, every news report. No, it's not. It's those questions. Have there been many? Not that much, but there have been a few. And then, you know, and sometimes, you know, that's enough to tick you off. So, you know, I mean, they gotta start asking questions that are really pertinent. If you're gonna, you know, they're all looking for that gotcha moment.
Yeah,
gonna get them the clip. You know.
No, they are looking for the gotcha moment. I'll give you that. Everybody wants the headline. But as you mentioned, too, there's a time and a place. The president needs to fucking look the other way. Listen, I had this conversation with Paul Bond. We're in a comedy club. A drunk is fucking heckling us. Nobody gives a shit after the set that we're whining about the heckler. Nobody wants to hear us whine. Your job is to make it work. That's the fucking gig. He's going to get asked annoying questions or stupid questions or inappropriate questions. He needs to handle it. Nobody wants to hear him whine. Nobody wants to hear me whine about how the drunk stepped on my punchline. Nobody gives a shit.
On those singular questions, I think he should address it. He doesn't address it as well as I think he should. But I do go back to the contention that I'm doing a great job. We don't care.
Yeah, but that's always been him. He has to self-soothe. He has to keep on saying, no, that's what he is, because he's very insecure. And I've been saying this, you know, for years. The guy's very insecure. So he feel, and people believe it. If you keep on saying it, people believe it. So if he, and a lot of people believe it. Listen, I don't want to argue right now about what he did right and what he did wrong. There's been stuff that he was right on when he got some grief, and there's a lot of stuff he did wrong. That's not the point now. But I take your point. There's a time and a place. We can evaluate all this when it's over. Right now, give us the facts. What's going on? What do we have to do?
Yeah, and after an expert speaks, thank them very much. Take a question, either answer it in a concise way or refer it to somebody who can, you know. And that's the thing. Don't throw your two cents. It just, you know. But that's the guy, you know.
That is the guy. All right, moving on.
It is the guy.
That is the guy. The best guy. Perfect, really. Anyway. Joe, you can't. Joe, when I call him perfect, if you're fucking laughing at him, who does he have left? You can't do that, Joe. when I say perfect, you go yes, sir. That's how that goes, Joe. Because if he loses you, he's got nothing.
But he's perfect, just like the letter.
The perfect letter. Perfect. I actually like the capital letter T, and I'll tell you why. So so one goes up and down, and one goes across, and they intersect. And I like that contact. I feel like the capital T is the perfect letter. Perfect, really. Lowercase T too small. Don't like the lowercase T. Capital T for Trump. Perfect letter.
Yeah, like I said, somebody's got to be at that door with a Big Mac. Mr. President.
Yipe.
Yeah, gotta go.
Mike, take over. There's a Big Mac with my name on it.
You know, and meanwhile, while Trump is running to the burger and the cameras both focus on that, that'll give 10 seconds to Pence to go off. Thank Christ. The cameras seeing him mouth that.
Mike Pence with his little piece of paper that he holds up. Gotta love Mike. Anyway, all right. So, an evangelical pastor mocked the pansies who were scared of the coronavirus as he insisted his packed church will only shut the doors when the rapture is taking place. And I think he meant a song by Blondie. If you cannot be saved in church, you are in serious trouble. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown told Florida's River Tampa Bay Church, of course it's Florida, as he encouraged congregants to hug in defiance of health warnings. Hug, motherfucker, and piss on a Nazi. Listen. This has to be the safest place. We're in Tampa. Now, the leader of the Florida-based Revival Ministries International pronounced, as shown in the video he retweeted from the group Right Wing Watch, "We're not stopping anything," he said. "I got news for you. This church will never close. The only time the church is closed is when the rapture's taking place," he said to laughter. Huddle-a-huddle-a. The Bible school is open because we're raising up revivalists, not pansies. In another video he posted, he said he was excited and emotional at the prospect that the pandemic could be the end of days. Woohoo! For me, it doesn't matter. Jesus is coming really, really soon. I heard Jesus say I'm coming, so I know it's true.
You know what Jesus said? I got to stop this asshole. I got to get down there.
He said to God, hold my wine. Anyway. He said, saying for years, prepare our people for what's coming. If you don't believe God and trust God, you will not make it in the days coming. He said, adding, he would continue to lay hands on fellow believers. God will protect our people, he said. And if you die to be with Jesus, so what's the problem? All right.
Oh, brother, this guy's a nut.
Dad, they're so anxious to be with Jesus. Why don't they just go out and play in traffic?
Why don't they piss on a Nazi and see what happens?
Yeah, really.
I got to tell you, I don't know what's going on since the story was printed a few days ago, but I believe the police has to shut them down because it's not just about the congregants. Because then the congregants go out into the public and they get other people sick.
You know what? I wonder if he could say open. Now, basically, up here, the churches have been closed, and everybody understands with common sense that the churches have to be closed. But if this guy wants to make waves, I wonder, and like I said, this guy's off his bird, but could the argument be made that the police can't shut it down over separation of church and state?
No, I don't think they can, because this is a health emergency. Mm-hmm. And every other church is being shut down. Nobody's fighting. No mosques are saying no, we're staying open. No synagogues are saying no, we're staying open. No Hindu temples are saying no.
I understand. Like I said, like my question was, if this guy decided to be more of an asshole, because he's an asshole right now. Good morning. But I mean, if he decided to be more of an asshole, if he did, could he do that?
I guess he could take it to court, Joe. But he would still be shut down in the interim, and you know, unless they got a restraining order of some type, a stay.
Right. Because basically, and like I said, I'm just putting the question out there. I'm not saying he should stay open due to that. I think that the health issue overrides.
Here is my compromise, Joe. Because I see what you're saying. I will say that's a possibility. What you say is you can go to the church, but you can't leave the church. So you are now staying on the church compound. You can be open. You can stay here. You'll have a great view when God comes and goes, stupid. But you can't leave because we can't have you in the community.
It's Bronx Tales rules. Like when the biker gang went into the bar and started thinking, it's like, well, now you can't leave.
Yeah.
It's right.
It's Tampa Bronx Tale rules. Absolutely. And this guy is equating following medical advice and the advice of our government with being weak. What type of faux tough guy is this?
The same thing of the what's the church that Christian Science Monitor or whatever, the church that
the West Baptist church.
The Westboro Baptist?
Westboro Baptist. But no, those guys are based on hatred and bigotry. This is the one where they don't believe in medicine.
That's all. I think the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Oh, Seventh-day Adventist?
Something like that.
Christian Science.
Christian Science, where they don't believe in medicine, they believe in prayer, where they're just as bad as this guy, where it's like, well, prayer will overcome this. And as people die, you know. And as people
should have prayed harder.
Yeah, you know, so it's crazy.
I just hope.
Where was this guy during the plague?
I just hope this guy gets the COVID-19. I know I sound like a dick. I hope he gets sick. And he's another motherfucker. I don't want them to put on a ventilator. Go, no, God's got this. You work it out with God.
Yeah, you pray.
Yeah.
And, it's amazing, speaking of ventilators, where they're shipping out several thousand of these things. And the interesting thing is, if you ever see a ventilator, this isn't something that you just slap together. It's a complicated piece of equipment, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing that we need more. We need to make more. But just for the simple fact that these things are, you know, hundreds of thousands of them, kind of amazing. I mean, it's, like I said, it's a very complicated piece of equipment.
Yep.
Devin, maybe you can get your wife to print one on the 3D printer.
Yeah, my wife has been fucking slacking, just making face masks for our nurses and doctors. I'll have her get right on that. That means I'm going to have to postpone my dildo making. Again, that bothers me, but I'm taking one for the team because I'm a patriot.
You have to weigh it on both hands. Which one's more important?
Dildos.
Of course they are. As a matter of fact, somebody in the chat room called it Davin's Dildo Emporium.
I like the sound of that. Maybe that's what we'll rename the show. Just me and a couple of dildos hanging out.
That's right.
It's now that's your side gig. There you go.
That's my side hustle. You know, in these times when you can't touch anybody else, you shouldn't. Go to Davin's Dildo Emporium, where we have the plastic. We'll send it to you. It's with its own little Purell. You put the Purell on the dildo. Now, that's going to burn a little bit because it's alcohol. So it's going to burn your ass or whatever else you're going to put it in. But it's worth it.
In these trying times, people are out of work. People are not going anywhere. At Davin's Dildo Emporium, we say shove it.
Yes, Joe. Now you're thinking. Now you're thinking.
Thank you.
Battery's not included. Anyway, okay. Now let's turn our attention to a priest I commend. I don't want to be we've spoken about a couple of charlatans and assholes. I kind of like what this priest is doing. A Maryland priest is running a drive-through confessional to help parishioners repent hygienically as the coronavirus pandemic rages, according to a report. We're flying by the seat of our pants. Don't fucking say that around the altar boys, please. Just We're flying by the seat of our pants here, just trying to figure out how to do this. The Reverend Scott Holmer of St. Edward the Confessor Parish in Bowie told the Catholic Standard, "We priests have to be creative about how to bring Christ to people, which we can't do that in our church buildings." But he's everywhere. I don't get this. Anyway, after services nationwide were canceled due to no gathering rules, Homer staged the sacred setup, blindfolding himself, placing a chair in the church parking lot, and asking an elderly volunteer to direct. He told the by the way, that sounds like a really cool start to a movie.
Yeah.
Just see like a priest like in a chair, blindfolded in a fucking abandoned parking lot at night. I'd watch.
Yeah, really.
I'd like to see what happens.
Yeah. So the on-the-go confessional is in a setting that's free of surfaces such as kneelers, chairs, and doorknobs that could spread the virus. We need to bring Christ to people now, to bring him to others in a safe way that won't increase infection. You think Jesus is having problems getting Purell and masks? What do you think he's got?
No, he's got. He's Jesus. He probably grabs two and then turns it into like about 300 like he does with fish.
Oh, okay. Okay. The little car becomes a little confessional seat, and there's no need for holy rollers to leave their cars unless they arrive with more than one person and one privacy, Homer said. He's also offering Eucharistic procession on the streets of Bowie during Lent. On Sunday, the New York Archdiocese shut down services at all the 296 parishes, including Manhattan's majestic St. Patrick's Cathedral, due to the virus. I gotta tell you, I'm not a religious person. But I know a lot of people are, and I know that during these trying times, people take comfort in their Lord, whoever they believe in. I like what this guy's doing.
Oh, yeah, he's doing a very nice thing. You know, you can't go to the church, so he'll bring the church out to the people. I think it's a very good thing.
Now, we do have to ask the question, do you really think God's hanging out in a parking lot? I mean, that's where kids hang out, when they have nowhere to go.
God's everywhere. He's hanging out in the parking lot.
No, could you imagine then the police officer chases God out of here? Hey, God, stop loitering. Get out of here. Scram, God.
Whose wine is that? It's not mine.
Yeah. Whose wine is that? Wafers all over the place. What's wrong with you, God?
Not mine. I gave it to my brother. He's 3,000 years old. He's got ID.
Now, this does beg the question, would we have the first ever confession canceled due to rain?
I think he's going to be out there with an umbrella.
Really?
Yeah.
I like this guy. I like this guy a lot. You know what? If I'm going to walk with Jesus, I want him to be my escort. Well, that didn't sound good. But you know what I mean.
Just let him take the blindfold off and walk
with like that.
No, I like the blindfold on. I like a man in black sitting there with a blindfold on. Makes me feel good.
Okay, Johnny Cash isn't there.
Your fantasies don't come into play here.
Maybe they should. Maybe they should. All right. I like this story, too. A Las Vegas strip club is complying with federal coronavirus-related social distancing recommendations by offering drive-through strip shows. The Jiggle Joint, Little Darlings, will roll out the new service Saturday, providing patrons with a 10-minute show from the comfort of their cars for $100. Guests can drive up to...
A hood dance?
What?
What, are they going to give you a hood dance?
Maybe if it's a White Snake video. Guests can drive up to the front door, and we're going to have dancers separate by the 6-foot separation rule, and they can enjoy a totally nude show right from the seat of their car, hand to hand on their pud, watching 6 feet away.
I'm just wondering how they're going to separate this from, like, the street. This is not going to cause accidents, is it?
No, I would imagine they would. I would imagine you could do, like, a huge tent where you could pull in, I would guess.
Right.
You can't pull in, though. Ba-dum-bum.
Thank you, Pip. Thank you. I see the cat litter fumes are getting to you, dear.
Actually, that's a thing.
The what?
That's a thing.
I know. The savvy strip shows will be given despite a recent recommendation by Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak that all non-essential businesses in the state close for 30 days. Hey, you got a fucking rod. This is essential. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has also recommended people keep a distance of 6 feet from each other. Besides the drive-through shows, Little Darlings on Saturday will feature a new XXX hand sanitizer wrestling, Carlson told the newspaper. We have about 20 gallons of hand sanitizer, and I can't even fucking buy a little bottle of it. And we're doing a cool nude hand sanitizer wrestling show. Put Purell on your pussy.
We need hand sanitizer.
What?
We need hand sanitizer. You're dumping it on these girls?
It is wasteful.
Yeah, it is. Especially in these trying times.
Customers who go inside to watch will have their temperature checked at the door, and mine's rising. Huddle, huddle, oh. The club will also have hand sanitizing stations every 15 feet. At the end of the day, we're complying with everything that's been recommended by the CDC, he said. Joe, I do agree with you. It is very wasteful when you have all these people that need hand sanitizers, and you're going to do... I mean, you could just do an oil show. If that's what you want to do, if you just want to have these people in to watch strippers, you don't have to use hand sanitizer.
Yeah,
right.
Just have hand sanitizer there, you know, in baby oil, and then just have them roll around in the oil. You're wasting sanitizer.
And it's a lot of alcohol. I would feel like that would hurt your tender parts.
How much open sores do you think these girls have?
Well, they have two open sores. You don't think that's going to hurt?
What's wrong with just good old-fashioned Jell-O?
Yeah. I don't know.
I got it.
Jell-O, play in the store, you know, just hose them off.
I got to tell you, though, I don't really for me personally, I don't think I would go to a drive-through strip club.
No, I wouldn't either,
No one was saying that you guys were going to be their top champions for this.
I gotta tell you, you really have to be committed to fucking watching a stripper to do this. $100, you're like 10 feet away, you can't touch them. Like, what do you have to do? You have to get like a mailman to deliver your dollar tip to them. I don't even know how this works.
Yeah,
I don't understand either.
There was a time years about 30 years ago. I was going to meet my buddy down in Maryland, Alpha Bull, and he goes, "Yeah, let's go to this strip joint." So we go there, and, you know, we go in, and the girls are on stage dancing, and it's been about 25 minutes, and I'm like, how come they're not taking anything off? Oh, they can't get naked. Or they can't. I go, so what the hell kind of place is this? It might as well go to a dance club.
But that's what you have in Jersey. Like, if they serve alcohol, the strippers can't take off their clothes. That's why you have juice bars in Jersey. Like, I used to, like, pay for, like, a $10 Arizona iced tea just to watch some broad be nude. What are you laughing at, woman?
That anybody does that and they can't see any nakedness is hilarious.
No, but these girls will be naked. But we actually had one of the strippers who we became friends with. She actually bought us the VIP package. So, you know, they hooked us up with, like, drinks.
Popcorn?
No, beverages, soda, iced tea.
All right. I mean, look, I paid at the Tender Trap, which we used to call the Elwood Cultural Society. We used to pay $8 for peels, which was, you know, you could buy 2 6-packs. For what they were charging you there.
Yeah, but, you know, when you're drinking peels, chances of a hot woman being around are pretty fucking nil, so you got to pay that service charge.
Yeah, right.
Well, they might have been, but then they saw what you were drinking, and they hightailed it away from you.
Yes, Pip, thank you for explaining the joke. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Pip will be explaining all of my jokes this evening. We're going to take this on the road when this whole fucking virus thing's over.
Yeah, well, they can't be doing the sign language.
The sign I got to get the Blasio sign language guy. I like that fucking guy. He looks like he just, like, came out of, like, a fucking Fish concert.
Yeah, I know. That guy.
I got to tell you, though, I mean, as cool as a strip club, I don't think the strip club should be open.
No, no. You know what? Who knows who's going? You know, who knows who's going in there? Who knows how this idea is going to pan out? I think, you know, I mean, I think it's stupid.
Well, yeah, but you know, you do have these guys who are very loyal to some of the strippers. Like, if they think they're in a relationship with them.
Yeah, I know. And they feel like if they're going, they're going to help Amber get through school. So.
And you know what? Right now, Joe, we need a lot of people to go to medical school. So really, they're heroes. These guys addicted to strippers.
You know.
So if you go to one of these girls and become a doctor, he won't examine you until they put music on the jukebox.
That would be amazing.
Amber will be coming in now to examine you. Could you play 35?
I'm going to need you to drop your trousers and cough. But first, Love Gun by Kiss.
Yeah, right. Excuse me, I want that appendectomy. Can we do Forever Your Girl?
I'd be happy to examine you, but first you're going to have to buy me some gloves.
Yeah. Or they're the Russian girls. You want me to look at your appendix?
Russian strippers are the worst.
Russian strippers kill the strip clubs. I mean, I used to be, God, years ago, I'd go in after a gig to the one thing. And do you want to dance the sexy? No, I don't. I just, that's fine. No. Would you want us to dance the, no, no. If I want to have my balls busted, I'll go home. You know, leave me alone.
I agree with you. I agree with you, Joe. Yeah. Hot to look at, but they have a wrong attitude. They're not very pleasing.
Yeah.
What, they come up and they ask you to dance?
No, they want the money. They're very forward with the money.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
That's why you got to get your strippers from your poorer countries, your Central Americas, your South Americas. Strippers that are willing to work.
Well, back in the old tender trap days, what you would do, you would go there and you would find the old guy that knows how to work a buck, and you would sit next to him and you'd ride his coattail.
Always the Scotsman.
Yes.
All right.
Work a buck? What does that mean?
Because the guy would, you know, because the dancer would come over like a chicken, like you have feet, and the guy would have dollar bills, and, you know, he would stuff the dollar, you know, into, you know, her bikini or whatever and stuff like that. But he would work, the old timer, he would work it. He ain't just giving up his dough right off the bat, you know, little small talk, little dancey dance, and you're sitting right next to him because you're coattail riding with him. You're not laying out that dough. You'll let stupid next to you do it.
A dollar for you to shake your tush? I think not, woman. That price seems a little steep. Do you take quarters, I ask?
No, you're with me.
Where do you all keep right them?
When I hear, I don't want to see you jiggle, dear. I want to hear you jingle. Do you have change for a quarter? How about a nickel and a dime?
I remember there was one time that when Rot Gut was together in the old days, during Christmas, we'd go to the tender trap. We call it the Rot Gut Christmas party. And we all go to the tender trap. And meanwhile, you know, and we were rehearsing at my house, and Joanne, I think we were just married or, you know, we were living together, whatever. So she goes, and one of the wives calls and goes, oh, they're all at the tender trap. Everybody got in trouble. I got my ass reamed because stupid had a blab where we were going.
Why did she do that?
Because she's a dumbbell.
You know, ass reaming usually costs extra, Joe, but you got yours for free.
Yeah. Oh, God. I was just telling the girls where you went. Oh, you can't be that fucking stupid.
Sure she can. It was a spike tattle. All right. Our final story before we take our second break and move on to scamming scammers. So, as we know, there's no sport. Are you guys missing sports?
I'm not.
Not really, because basically I follow football and I follow baseball, so we're still in that middle section.
Right, but baseball was supposed to start in 2 days.
Yeah, right. So yeah, but you know what? You get to a thing where everything has been canceled. You know, St. Patrick's Day, this, that, and the other thing. So you're just used to everything getting canceled. So you're just in this mind. You put yourself, at least me, I put myself in this mindset that I'm just quarantined. There's no, you know, there's nothing just except for TV, and we'll just wait for everything to start up again. So yeah, I like sports, you know, but I'm not totally bummed out. You know, I mean, I love opening day, you know, but that's not going to happen for a while.
I'm going to send some love to Sensei Fredico. He wanted to call in, but I said we can't. I got you guys on the line. Love Russ, but yeah, I mean that's the our phone lines are tied up. So,
Russ.
Hey, Lisa's in there. Lisa's in the chat now. We got a whole bunch of chats open, so I really can't see it. That's why I gave my number if you guys want to text me. I've never given my cell number out like this, but if you want to text me, there's something you want to talk about, I'll bring it up. 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. Because I'm having a hard time reading the chat. I know Pip's got a couple chats open. Joe probably has a chat open. I don't even know because they're talking on their phone, so it's kind of tough. Russ says this is the lamest zombie apocalypse ever. I will give you that. Yeah. It does feel like we're right before like the shit starts going down and people start eating brains. It kind of has that eerie feeling when you're walking around and you see people in masks, like the contagion's out there. It is kind of weird, right?
And the interesting thing about it, and I was telling Anthony Cumi this a couple weeks ago, is that people want a zombie apocalypse. There are people that you see bumper stickers in their car, and you want, I'm a zombie killer, they want a zombie apocalypse. We essentially have one right now, you know?
Well, Russ used to, when he owned the dojo for the black belt, he would do zombie training. So, like, I think, like, a couple times a month, or I don't know how often it went, but, like, they would, like, get the weapons out, and, like, and you'd be, like, in the middle, and then, like, then you're being attacked by zombies. So, he's really into this shit.
Yeah, so that's what it's like. It's like the zombie apocalypse. How long till we get bored with it is remaining to be seen. But nonetheless, I think people are just, you know, hunkering down, going, yeah, this is like a zombie apocalypse like we always wanted.
It is a boring zombie apocalypse. But you know what? We're doing what we got to do here. I mean, listen, yeah, I understand when the president says the cure can't be worse than the disease, whatever the fuck he's trying to say or whatever. But what the reality is, this is what you got to do because people are dying. And you know what? This is a killer thing, and this is what we got to do. The economy will bounce back. America needs the bailout. It seems like Congress is going to get that done. The president's going to sign off on it. Bail us out. The economy will come back. Well, you know, there's no coming back from death. That's just the reality of it. And, you know, and more I'm seeing people on my social media who know people that are ill with COVID-19 or have even died with it. So it is getting bad, but I get it if you don't live where the three of us live in the New York, New Jersey, tri-state area, where we are the epicenter in America, if you happen to be in a small community someplace else in the United States. But it's all going to get there eventually.
Well, eventually, yeah. Eventually is the scary part. Basically, he did mention that he was looking towards Easter to take, you know, as a goal. Easter is 3 weeks away. So, it's revisited. He didn't say next week or tomorrow. Easter is 3 weeks away, so we'll see where we are then. Basically, whether we like it or not, there needs to be a decision made whether we go into a depression or enough people are recovering where we can take the chance. At this juncture, it's a little premature, but if you still have, you know, if you have the date, a tentative date by April, it shows that you are looking at that. No decision has been made on it, but, you know, we'll decide and we'll look further into it when we get to that point.
I think it's kind of weird to try to set a date now where you think it's going to end. The virus is going to decide the end date.
The date is just a tentative date, and we'll see where we are. I mean, if things haven't changed, that's up to debate and for more discussion. But right now, we're setting a date that's 3 weeks away, and we'll see where we are. You know where we are at that point.
The president just wants to do the Easter egg hunt. That's all he wants to do. Melania wants him out of the house. That's what that Easter date was about.
We can agree.
He wants to see Eric in that bunny suit in the worst way.
I'd love to see Eric in a fucking bunny suit just so I don't have to look at his stupid face.
He's been waiting around for that Cadbury egg box to show up on the front stool. From the front stoop for weeks. And let me tell you, so that's another thing. If he have the press conference and he goes back, oh, you know, we're great. I'm doing a great job. Mr. President, got to go. What did you tell him? Cadbury eggs are here. Get him out that fucking door again.
Love the cat. Love the Cadbury egg. Very confusing. I once knew somebody named Cadbury. It was a butler, but I don't think he was a rabbit. So I'm very confused about these Cadbury eggs. Although I like the gooey middle. It's an American-made middle. American soft, delicious middle. I don't know what that stuff is. It's good stuff. I think it's made from Purell. The best middles.
I got to go in the back. We're going to bring Mike back up. And out the door we go.
and he hops out. You have to see President hop out, and he's got a little white bunny tail on. That would be the best press ending into a press conference ever.
Have you ever had a Cadbury egg? Anybody hop out the fucking door to get them. Sure, why not?
Hey, Russ is on your stream, Joe, on Facebook. He's watching. So if he's got a comment, just share that with us, and we will relay that.
Okay.
Yay. Okay. You know, he's not on mine.
I don't know what to tell you. Fucking fight it out with him. You guys can fight over Russ, okay? I don't know what to tell you.
We love Russ. I'm glad he's with me.
Look at Joe. I'm glad he's on my team. Team Joe.
Yeah, well,
fuck you, Pip.
Conservatives want to be with their own.
You're not conservative, stupid. It's not conservative. Trump is not a conservative. Call it Republicans. I'm not going to let you call it conservative. I know what conservatism is. This is not conservatism. I can't even fucking say it, but I know what it is.
You can't even say it.
I can't say a lot of words. I don't have all the best words. The president does.
All the best words.
All the best words. I have a very big brain. It's made from Cadbury eggs. Anyway.
Yeah.
I want a Cadbury egg. This is terrible. All right. So we'll wait for Joe to get the comment, if he sees the comment, and I will
I
do our next story. What?
Yeah, I'm answering him now.
No, well, share it with us if there's something to share.
Okay, there is nothing to share. He's asking me how I'm doing. I'm asking him how he's doing.
Oh, for fuck's sake, go on with yourselves.
Oh, for Christ's sake, you can't even wonder how the guy, hello, how are you? You can't even say that.
Do it on break, stupid.
Ugh.
All right. I know, he wants to call and he wants to comment. He gets his opportunity. So, Joe, how are you? What's new by you, Joe? I saw your picture of the deer. They were very lovely. I wanted to shoot it.
Not my babies. Those are my babies.
He looks like he'd be delicious in a chili, Joe. After the social distancing is over, I'd love to take shots from your porch.
Did you see that little one that came by the window?
Yeah, really, you have so many pictures of deer. You sent me pictures of deer on your feed that eventually Russ is just going to camp out in the yard.
Russ is a fucking deer serial killer. That's what fucking Russ is.
He sure is.
All right. So as major sporting events like the NCAA tournament have shuttered due to coronavirus, online sports books are coming to the rescue with new quirky lines to bet on, including everything from the day's highest wind gust to who will be evicted next on the Big Brother 2020. We're trying to cope with the loss of sports. Pat Morrow, the head odds maker for sportsbook company Bovada, told the Post Tuesday. You're probably talking about an individual loss of freedom. People are going to start feeling a little cooped up more sooner than later. And if we can just have those little breaks, whether it's betting on something silly, we're all just trying to find different outlets to forget what's happening. On Monday, Bovada opened up wagers on the weather, and players can now bet on what the maximum temperature will be in cities like Houston, Los Angeles, Philadelphia. Gamblers also can bet on the unexpected rainfall and on popular TV shows like American Idol and Westworld. He said the sports book is operating at 5-10% capacity and what it usually does, meaning sports betting is down as much as 95%. Sounds like somebody needs a bailout.
I tell you, they're going to wind up doing this. They're going to wind up that the Jetstream has an insight on this, and they'll be bring up on charges.
We're allowing ourselves an opportunity to not take ourselves too seriously, to try and inject some levity in there. We're trying to put some stuff out there that'll be a little fun, just for our own sanity and mental health. It's great we have the opportunity to do that, and hopefully for a lot of players we can provide an out. They're angels is what they are, Joe. Fucking angels.
Yeah.
Some of those, quote, silly bets include what the final song of the season finale of American Idol will be, if it'll be written by a male or a female, and who's taking over Charlotte Hale's body on Westworld. I don't even know what that means. I have a feeling
that Westworld is a show.
Okay. I know it's a show. It's on TV. That's how you know. I have a feeling they're not the sharpest line, so there's probably some opportunities there for players. He said there's about 40 different options on the site's entertainment section, 12 different wagering lines available for the presidential election, and even some less traditional sports wagers for Ukrainian table tennis and the Turkish volleyball matches. Thank God.
Oh, my God. This is desperation calling.
Those are the kinds of things. Those are the kinds of things that will be attractive to players because they'll have the kind of wagering they're used to, with quick payout returns, Morrow said, pointing to the game's point-by-point similarities to traditional popular bets like the Super Bowl coin toss. Players yearning for basketball and soccer can still get on those games, but only on matches in less traditional locales. Turkey and South America still has a very large sports schedule, Morrow said. So soccer and basketball, that's taking place in Argentina and Brazil. That wouldn't have as much betting interest prior to where we are on March 17th. Now we're seeing bettors just because it's basketball, just because it's soccer, getting engaged in ways they wouldn't otherwise. Ay, ay, ay. I mean,
this just feels like enabling people who are, you know, compulsive gamblers.
It certainly is, yeah. But you know what? If you're out there, you got to keep things going, especially out in Vegas. You know, if you're in Vegas and you're running a gambling hall, you know, it's like, well, there's no sports. We got to think of something. So that's what they do.
All right, Joe. So what's your win Gus prediction for Syosset tomorrow? How much you laying down on that?
A 15-mile-an-hour wind.
How much?
I think it's supposed to be windy tomorrow. That 15-mile-an-hour wind.
And what are the odds on that, Joe?
I would say about 25-1.
Can I parlay that with Middletown, New York, and Paramus, New Jersey?
God.
Fucking crazy. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah,
but,
well, wind, you know, it's thinking outside the box. You know, I mean, there's no sports. These guys got to, you know, make their nut. So what they'll do is they'll think up the stuff to bet on. And if you're gambling in the casino, it might be a novelty. It's like, you know, you're at the casino, can't bet on sports. You know what? Let's bet on the weather. Screw it, you know?
You know what, Joe? You're absolutely right. And that's why I am now offering a service. I am now coming out with this service. Everybody listening or watching can now bet on how many Red Robins will be in my backyard tomorrow. You could send me $5 and I will take a picture of each Red Robin and you know, you lay down $5, you get $4 back. You lose, I keep your fucking money. That's what we're gonna do.
Oh my God.
No, actually wait, if you lay down $5, you get $10 back. So you can win. So if you lay down $5 and you guess right, you get $10 back. If not, the house wins. And that, by the house, I mean my fucking house.
I say
now
one.
You're a bookie.
One Red Robin.
Yeah.
That's not a very high total, Joe.
Oh, because Red Robins don't come around that much.
I'll tell you what, if I put some bird feed in, I'll fucking blow that shit away.
Well, okay. Well, the odds go down, you know?
Yeah, the odds go down. Hey, man, I like this Red Robin play, but is there going to be bird feed or not bird feed? Do you have a lot of worms in your backyard? It just rained. I know a lot of times they come out. I need to know the lay of the land before I wager. I'm going to wager, man, but I just need a little bit more information.
Well, yeah, if you bet on a horse, you want to know the weather, the track conditions, you know, how they're doing.
Well, the backyard conditions are very wet.
No feed, you know.
We're going to go no feed.
Yeah, are you just putting out mixed seed, or are you going to have cracked corn in there? Come on.
The backyard conditions are very wet. We're going with no feed, but one end piece of stale white bread. That's what tomorrow's playing conditions are.
I'm going to say no, Robin. You're going to get a crow and maybe a blue jay.
A blue jay? A blue jay is a much rarer bird, Joe. I mean, you know, you could get good money back on a blue jay prediction. Like if you put a blue jay, if you laid down $5, we would give you back $25. Yeah, blue jays are not just going to stroll into the average backyard usually. That's like a goldfinch. You know, a crow, yeah, a starling, fine, a sparrow, of course. But a blue jay, I think not, mister.
Yeah, sparrow has no odds at all. Yeah, that's like 100-1. Well, actually, no, the odds are stink on.
Now, I will say, I probably should tell the fine folks listening to this that in my backyard, right beyond the fence, are woods. So maybe that affects the state of play.
That's true. Now, what if the cat is the cat? You got to the time of day, because the cat comes in. If there's a cat outside, it's going to fuck up everything.
It's a fenced-in yard. There's no cats unless I release one.
All right.
Okay.
Release the cat.
Do you guys have any other odd bet ideas?
I don't know. I'm just thinking, whatever happened to turtles with a Post-it on their back? Come on.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
Well, a turtle race.
Oh, people did that?
Yeah, why not? They used to put marker or like nail polish or something on their shell and just race them.
Yeah. Really?
The thing about it is you're racing turtles, you make your bet, you come back in half a month to see if anybody's won, the damn thing's still going.
That's right. It's a slow race, but it's still something. Yeah.
Hopefully, by the time the turtle gets to the end line, the virus is done.
Probably.
Yeah.
If you're doing turtle racing, yes, it will be done.
All right. Let's take our last break of the evening, and then we'll come back with some scammy scammers. I'll do a little recap of what the bid is, what we established last week, and then we'll take on to the new. So on the break, we got new music from Kerry Goodhind with the Dawn. So Kerry Goodhind with the Dawn, and Azeda and Index Dex with Ricochet. And you can learn